You'll never recognize it as having been Him. And if you don't recognize it as having been Him, you won't give Him glory, and then you won't have more trust for Him the next time. Now, we've all prayed and ended up with, well, I hope it works. We've all prayed prayers like that, I think. Maybe not. We don't want to pray those kind of prayers. We want to seal them with an amen, make it so, Lord, and leave it at that. And so they came to trust in the Lord. And it would be good for us to come to trust in the Lord, to put an effort into trusting in the Lord. The Bible says, blessed are they who put their trust in the Lord. Not blessed are those who let the Lord take their trust and create it. Blessed are those who take their trust and put it in the Lord. They will have mercy surround them. Blessed are they who put their trust in the Lord, who put things in God's hands, who place them there because they've come to trust Him, who give it over to His care and expect Him to do something with it. More and more and more, we need to be people who are doing this. Because more and more and more, there are things that God has prepared. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, or the heart of man imagined, what God has in store for those who love Him. The things that He intends to pour out into our lives and pour through our lives. The things that He intends to do with your life. The life that He plans to effect with your life. You don't know, but you can have confidence that God has some plans. You don't know what they are. But it's not for us to just decide, well, what God says is not for me. We have no right to do that. We have no right to rob others by us deciding that just because the Bible says it, just because somebody else has a revelation of it, doesn't mean it's for me. You don't have, well, that's not true, forgive me. You can if you want to. You can just write off anything you want to in Scripture. You can. You can refuse to partake of any part of Scripture that you want to. But just don't refuse to partake of salvation. If you want to miss some of the promises of God because it's more comfortable for you not to walk into them, that's your privilege. God won't override your will. I'm just going to suggest you shouldn't do that. Just a suggestion. But it's my the call on my life to suggest the things that are good for you. I don't think it would be right for me to suggest things that are bad for you. Or to lead you in the wrong way. It's the call on my life to challenge you. Okay? Because as I challenge you, I get challenged. That's all there is to it. I'm made accountable as I challenge you. Well, today, had it printed, it would have had a topic on it that said, I'm doing it, wait a minute. I think, if I can find a blank piece of paper here. I want you to pray and give us the topic. Okay, everybody, can you pray for Dawn? Come on. What's the topic of this?
From a donkey to a donkey to a
flower. Absolutely! Praise God! Forgive me, I should have had one of these for everybody. Now, we're not going to make Dawn read the scripture, okay? But Dawn knows what the scripture is, and he knows what it says. No. In John chapter 12, the triumphal entry. Jesus found a young donkey and he sat on it, fulfilling prophecy. We know from other accounts that it was a colt that had never been ridden. Now, that in itself is a tiny bit of a miracle. Most donkeys that have never been ridden are not easy to entreat. It's a rodeo, you know? But because it was God's chosen vessel, God tamed the beast, apparently. because Jesus rode on the donkey. It didn't say there was a rodeo as he went into town. It says he rode on the back of the donkey.